Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Good morning to our neighbor, Jason Cans. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, as I hear, I drink that in, and the darker and more challenging times we're in, I just am drinking it in this morning, saying if he was still with us, he left us 16 years ago, if Fred Rogers is still with us, he'd still be starting his show with that song. He'd still have that hopeful, cheerful bass, and I'm encouraged by it.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I think that's one of those daily touch points we can go to.
Yeah.
You know, just
right.
It helps us to catch our breath just a little bit. So
I want to ask
for
you,
me anyway.
Yeah, we're asking the listeners this morning in terms of what's a short prayer, maybe a sentence or two in terms of articulating where you're at. I mean, we're going to hear from Liska Giese, the director of the Eau Claire City County Health Department after six about we know this is a incredibly hard times for families and businesses and churches and communities. And so what's your short prayer this morning?
Yeah, I guess my short prayer would be, Lord, in the chaos that's happening inside and outside, help me to remember your peace and your wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think there's just so much that's spinning or seems like it's spinning out of control, and God has it all in hand. And it's sometimes real easy to forget that.
Yeah, for sure. I want to talk about, I've heard it said more than once here during these difficult and challenging times that have been unfolding for us. And again, it seems like every day has got a new announcement. And you know, what's next? You know, you brace. But yesterday, our friends in the daycare world, staff of 10 and kids at 50, and if you're a larger daycare that had that, wow, you know, your face like, this is daycare lifeboat. Who gets put out in terms of staff and kids? But I just wanted to ask, like, if people say this opportunity for the church, and a lot of times when that's said, people go to evangelism and think, like, verbal evangelism, and I'm like, wow, one of the best things I ever heard was from a guy named Joseph Aldrich, his book Gentle Persuasion. And the thing that stayed with me, you've heard me say it, is love them until they ask you why. And I find that really fits in well with that classic evangelism verse of 1 Peter 3:15. And it talks about if anyone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it and do that with gentleness. So what about that?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, so I'm just curious your thoughts on just the opportunity for the church, et
cetera. Yeah. You know, I've certainly referenced that same verse a number of times. I've watched a number of different ways in which the church is responding. You know, this is a new normal for, I think, all of us. None of us have lived through a pandemic, you know, before where we're being asked to completely rethink how we approach things. And I think, for me, again, those words gentleness and respect are so key. How do we put the love of Jesus on display, whether it's in the few interactions we have or whether it is, you know, online, which is how a lot of us are communicating now. Andrew Peterson tells, you know, kind of his motto is tell the truth as beautifully as you can. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we have an opportunity to do. I think to seek to be people of peace through this, you know, we could produce conflict, which I've seen happening more often than I'd like to say from people who are representing the church. But we can be people of peace. We can be people who see Christ on display in how we live. We can show grace to people when they make our blood boil, and that can be a real challenge.
Yeah, it's hard times. It's hard times for everybody, and so this is a chance for us, if we can, to mentally rise. I mean, I just think of different verses that get me, you know, from Acts. I mean, it's in Him we live and move and breathe. I'm remembering Francis Schaeffer, who so often talked about our personal infinite God, and even Colossians 3, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things below. Not that we're not aware or informed. Some have said just completely don't listen to the news. All right. But, I mean, I think it's just recognizing, letting that hope that is within you in the fullness of the Spirit live out, right, in the fruit of the Spirit. So,
yeah, you know, and I think, you know, I've heard it said a lot of times that, you know, the gospel writers, the Old Testament writers, you know, they were writing from a position of not knowing the later chapters of the book. And that's true for us in some regard now. We don't know what it's going to look like 2 months from now or 6 months from now. But I truly believe that God is in the business of reconciling all things. He says that in Colossians 1, right? Paul writes that, you know, through Christ, everything is being reconciled. And I think if we focus on the immediate, it can be real hard to remember to hope in that God is doing the work that needs to be done.
And remembering our friend Larry Crabb, who said, faith, hope, and love, these three remain. Well, that's 1 Corinthians 13. But Larry helped me see an inside out. Faith grows in confusion, plenty of that. Hope grows in disappointment, plenty of that. And love grows in conviction over our own sin. Jason, thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
JasonCans.com. Get a copy of his books, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Boy, you can get some extra reading time. Check that out. You got the regular book on John 13 through 17, plus the 129 devotions. It's available on Amazon. Learn more at jasoncans.com.
Well, I'm from a small town. Caleb's from a small town. Mark, you're not, but
no,
your
not.
Wife is.
Yes, right.
So I found this, you know you
Plum
live.
City.
Yeah, you know you live in a small town when. So here we go.
From the trout ponds, one of the big
I know,
points.
I love the trout, but my daughter got bit by one of the trout once. I know. Yeah.
Same daughter that got bit by the squirrel?
No, she got bit by
a grouse. It was a grouse.
Yeah, and she got bit by a Rosetta Spoonbill, too, at a zoo once. She gets bit by animals. We got to watch that kid. They're attracted to her somehow. She's fine. She's never had any serious injuries. Nothing we had to worry about.
Just the bites.
Just the little nip. It's fine. Okay, so you know you live in a small town when 3rd Street is on the edge of town.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That would be true.
You don't use your turn signals because everyone knows where you're going.
Mm. You know you live in a small town when a baby born on June 14th receives gifts from local merchants as the first baby of the year.
Yes.
You know you live in a small town when you speak to each dog you pass by name and he wags his tail at you.
Wow, that's a small town.
Yeah. You drive into the ditch 5 miles out of town and word gets back before you do. Hmm.
You know you live in a small town when you can't walk for exercise because every car that passes you offers you a ride.
No, I'm good. And finally, you know you live in a small town when you miss a Sunday at church and receive a get well card.
It would
happen everywhere.
When you think of TV and a small town, I mean, I think of Mayberry, right? I mean, you talk about Mayberry as the quintessential small town.
Yeah. Well, my mom knew everything I did before I even got home.
Our coronavirus clearinghouse right now, there's, I guess for starters, so much has come so fast. It was just a week ago last night that President Trump gave his address from the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've just had, things are so different in the afternoon from what they were in the morning sometimes.
They really are. And I mean, I think it's frustrating for individuals. It's frustrating for people that want to know what's going on because the things that are truth in the morning, by the afternoon, they're not truth anymore. And I think it's important to remember that this virus, not to be bombastic, but here's the problem is that it's the numbers are doubling every about 2.5 days. So when you have something growing that fast, everything's just going to be amped up and it's going to be challenging to keep up with all of the information.
I went to two different news conferences, Eau Claire County Courthouse yesterday. Lisa Giese, just so appreciate the calmness that she brings, such an excellence and a professionalism to the job. One of the big items, though, that came out yesterday, to be clear here, in terms of the testing at Mayo Clinic, can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, so it looks like at this point, they are doing the drive-through testing at Mayo Clinic. You cannot just show up and get tested. You have to contact the clinic first and they will screen you over the phone to tell you if it's appropriate to be tested or not. Once you get that clearance, then you go to the drive-through location. Now, the purpose of this drive-through is not for your convenience. The purpose of this drive-through is to keep people from going into the hospital. That's the purpose. It's not to make this easier for you. It's to keep people safe. Furthermore, in order to be tested there, you have to be an existing Mayo Clinic patient. People are angry and upset with that. But you know what? Marshfield is doing the same thing. The other clinics are bringing their stuff online. People need to be patient with this process. Furthermore, there are limitations on it, because if it was just, yeah, come on down, get tested, they would be out of tests in a day. Okay. Yeah. There have to be precautions and screenings. Y'all saw what happened to toilet paper. Mm-hmm. We don't want that to happen to corona testing.
The way that things are changing,
yes,
too. I'm referring friends in daycare. I was at the morning news conference yesterday, and Lisa Gysi is talking about how, while there's been exceptions to daycare, one of the things is for medical care providers,
yes,
to know that they're able to get the adequate daycare. And lo and behold, by afternoon, we get the word that maximum of 10 staffers and 50 kids. And if you're one of those larger daycares,
that's
your response is not words, but tears. So that's a reality and a huge challenge for so many in the business world. Well, I had the chance to be out at the Eau Claire Courthouse yesterday a couple of different times. There was a morning news conference with the Eau Claire City County Health Director, Lisa Gysi, but also Democratic Congressman Ron Kind was there. And some helpful things just to keep in mind. I mean, certainly just from a preparedness standpoint, preventing the spread of diseases, encouraging everybody, wash your hands often, cover your coughs and sneezes, stay home when you're sick, disinfect frequently touched surfaces, etc. Also, kind of recapping, we've had three different levels of legislation. Initially, kind of there was a bill that provided free COVID-19 testing, increases unemployment insurance benefits. It's huge. I mean, you're seeing from 6,500 applying in a typical week to over 60-some thousand. And other things there, a paid leave at no cost to small and medium businesses. People wonder, how big is that? 500 employees or fewer. So, and then lastly, this latest bill, that the version that's passed by the Senate yesterday, some emergency funding in terms of vaccine and treatment research, et cetera, $500 million for telehealth for seniors. And there's going to be another bill, and it looks like it's going to be $1 trillion or more in terms of economic stimulus for people. And so we'll see what happens with that. But on the lighter side of things, because we can't, again, and Norman Cousins wrote a book called Anatomy of an Illness. Actually, you help your health by laughing. Isn't that
you
good
do.
To know?
You do.
So
that's
I'm
why
at
we're
this,
so healthy here.
Afternoon news conference. And again, they were trying to respect the 10 person per room. And so in the county boardroom, they said, you know, if you could just, if you mind going into the side room, I missed from out of the reporters. It's not like I was on detention or something. And so, but I had, during the news conference, we were able to listen to the director. If I had a question, I could step into the back of the room. But during the news conference, I felt a sneeze coming on. Now, I don't have any reason. I feel fine, everything. But in today's environment, I'm like, here's my thought. If I sneeze, they're going to think I have it.
Yes.
Right?
Am I alone? Are you struggling with this at all?
I was talking to someone yesterday who said they were like at Walgreens and someone started coughing and it was like people were like swarming away. And he was like, the looks this poor person was getting, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness.
It's like that old science experiment. Maybe you did it too, where you drop just a little single drop of dish soap and everything like scatters.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's the thing, because you know, I wake up sometimes, again, big temperature changes during the day and overnight, you'll wake up and you feel a little stuffed up or whatever. It's like, I feel fine.
Right.
It's a fairly typical thing this time of year too. But
yeah,
then it's like, if you cough at all,
I know,
it's just, and part of it's like, no, don't worry, I don't have COVID, I'm just joking.
Like, right, yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, I just aspirated my coffee is all. No, I'm not drinking coffee.
And that's the thing where I was able to extinguish the sneeze, and I was glad. But, you know, and again, Lisa, they've had 20 people tested in Eau Claire County. Nobody's tested positive
right?
yet. La Crosse just got their first case. But the fact is, she's like, hey, unless you're showing the symptoms or you've had some travel things, you don't need to test.
You're so, okay, yeah.
But it does
get
in your head, right?
It
you hear so much about it.
It does. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
I'm just watching penguins on live stream from the Kansas City Zoo. That's my happy place
right
now.
Hey, if that's what it takes, yes.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.